Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 95, Wool, Beginnings. This will be a mostly fiber-based story, but even if you're not a knitter or a spinner or a fiber enthusiast, I think you may find it interesting. To tell you the truth, I kind of struggled with how to really start talking about wool. I mean, there are so many different details and parts to talk about. And where should I begin? And I decided to go with that old axiom, when in doubt, start at the beginning. Now, there aren't very many records to tell us exactly what happened way back in the beginning, so I'm going to tell you what I think happened. Round about 10,000 years ago, in this area called Mesopotamia, there were a couple of guys out hunting. They were looking for their usual target, which was this thing that they called a sheep. Now, sheep were fairly easy to hunt. They were kind of skittish, but they didn't fight back. And they had this wonderful quality of being very good to eat, and their pelts were kind of nice too, in a special kind of different sort of way. These sheep had hair, like all animals did, but they had this really weird undercoat that was kind of bouncy and really good insulation. And their wives had been hassling them about needing a new cloak, so they went out to go hunting. And one of them said to the other, "You know, I really wish these sheep were a lot closer to home, don't you?" And the other one says, yeah, but what are you going to do? You just got to go where they are. It's not like you could bring them home and keep them right next to the house." And the other one says, "Well, why not? Why don't we just gather ourselves up a few and keep them out next to the tent?" Now, his buddy thought this was a pretty far-fetched idea, but said, "Oh, what the hell? We'll go ahead and give it a try." So they rounded up a few, took them home, and the wife said, "I wanted a cloak. I didn't want the whole herd." He says, "No, this is going to be good. This is going to be real good." So they set about taming them. They'd bring them food, and they would try and keep them more or less organized. Now, that other critter that they had tamed a few years earlier, the dog, was real interested in these things. He thought they were basically dinner on hoof. But after some conversation and some discussion, everyone agreed that the dog could be used to help organize the sheep, but he shouldn't be eating the sheep, at least not without the shepherd's permission. So the sheep was, in fact, about the second animal that was ever domesticated by man. Once they were domesticated, the shepherd found, there's some other good uses for these sheep. For one thing, I can milk them. And in milking them, I can make cheese, and I can have milk, and I can have all kinds of other things. So that's good. Then he decided that, you know, that woolly undercoat that they have, it sure would be nice if there was a lot more of it. He started doing some selective breeding. Those sheep that had more of the woolly undercoat, which was basically on their belly and legs and under a lot of the hair, but not all the hair, he started breeding those that had more of it with each other. And pretty soon, the hair completely disappeared, and all you had were these critters completely encased in wool. he was still pretty much killing the sheep in order to get the skin and the hair. And then one day he decided, well, why don't I just give him a haircut? And so he took him out, gave him a haircut, and he found that wool could be, in fact, a renewable source. He could keep those sheep around that really had nice wool, keep breeding them, having other sheep with really nice wool, and those sheep that didn't have the really nice wool, well, they still tasted really good. And pretty soon there became a division between the sheep that are used for wool and the sheep that are used for meat. Now, these people were nomads. And another thing they found handy about the sheep is, well, sheep will eat just about any kind of vegetation. They don't have to have the best grass. They don't have to have even grass. They'll eat weeds and tree leaves and just about anything they can come across. So they were pretty much easy to feed when they were traveling from place to place. Then, once you settle down, they were fairly timid and didn't like to go running off. They pretty much liked to stay close to where they felt was protection. So sheep were, all in all, a fairly easy thing to domesticate. As time went on, wool became a really big thing. In fact, one of the riches of Babylon was its wool. And wool was being spread by these nomads to all different areas of the continent. You pretty much had the Persians, the Romans, and the Greeks starting to domesticate sheep and spin and weave and knit wool items. Now, the Romans also tended to wander a bit, although they were more of the conquering type. Everywhere that they went conquering, they brought with them their sheep, introduced their sheep into the native areas, and there was a lot of crossbreeding between the Roman sheep and the sheep that were in the area. When the Romans came to the British Islands, one of the things they did was found one of the first wool processing plants, and that was all the way back in 50 AD. Sheep have been with us for a good many years, and I will continue on with the story about sheep and wool in episode 100. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any questions about this story or any of my other stories, please come by my website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. If you would rather send me an email, my email address is Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.